It's time for our weekly catch-up with ACT Party Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden.
This week, I spoke to Brooke about the passing of the bill that will ban conversion therapy practices in New Zealand and what ACT's perspective was on this becoming law. We then also speak about the anti-mandate protest taking place on the parliamentary lawns in Wellington right now. The protest is in its ninth day, despite the protesters having been trespassed from the grounds a few days ago. I asked Brooke about how the MPs are feeling about the protest and when she thinks the sit-in may end. Here is my conversation with Brooke now. So yesterday, the bill banning conversion therapy practices passed its third reading, meaning that it will come into law. This is a real win for New Zealand's rainbow community and we'll see harmful conversion practices criminalised. ACT voted for the bill. How do you feel about it now that it has passed?
Oh, look, I think it's really positive that so many members of Parliament voted in support of banning conversion practices that are harmful last night. The concerns that we had heard through the Select Committee were alleviated by the changes to the law and also by the comments that the Minister made in the House. So the ACT Party was very happy to support banning harmful practices. And we were also very happy that it struck the right balance between people's right not to be in a harmful practice, but also that right of freedom of speech that parents and children are able to converse with each other at fear not to be penalised.
Let's move on to protests that are taking place in Wellington at the moment on the parliamentary lawns. Just to start off with, you're in and around Parliament pretty regularly. How is it sort of feeling there?
Well, not too much has really changed for us other than, you know, going into Parliament, we're now using the back entrance rather than the front and the forecourt because it's been blocked to everybody. But what really is a shame is that people who are trying to get to school are feeling vulnerable and feeling threatened and not sure that they actually want to go to school. And people who are trying to get into their offices or trying to do business down this end of town are feeling like there is a form of abuse happening, and I think that's a real shame. We would support a lawful protest, but unfortunately what we have seen is unlawful actions, abuse and threatening actions to members of the public, and it's sadly affecting the wider Wellington region, not just Parliament.
Absolutely. And it's been interesting seeing those sort of comments online and also through the media about cafes and restaurants nearby and then, yeah, hearing about school children as well, just making their way to school. It is definitely, I don't know, it's really sad that a protest is making people feel unsafe.
Yeah, it is. And look, we get protests down here in Parliament, it feels like nearly every day. And people come here to air their genuine grievances. And that's what we actually do need in a good democracy, is that people can to voice their views before Parliament. But what we're seeing here is it's going a little too far. You know, people's lives are being disrupted. People are talking about their ability to have rights and freedoms under the law, but they're severely impinging on the rights of business owners and other people feeling safe being able to go about their business in Wellington. I think, though, there are some wider concerns that we do actually need to talk about. And one of the points around the protest is, of course, talking about the mandate. Now, ACT has always said that the mandates were actually quite heavy-handed and we would allow for a vaccine or test regime. So people actually, if they're a business owner, have the ability to say to their staff, I want people who are working here, we've done our risk analysis, to feel safe, they can have a vaccine, or we allow them to have a testing requirement as well. And so there are a few people who are scattered throughout the country and also at the protest who do have a genuine concern that they have lost their jobs, they've lost their incomes and their livelihoods, and that stirred up a lot of angst and anxiety. And I can sympathise with that to a degree. But where I disagree is by airing those concerns in a way that is making a lot of other people feel unsafe and it's disrupting business.
Is there any sort of talk in Parliament about when perhaps this might end? Do you have any sort of idea about how long it could go on for, whether there will be a major intervention? You know, there's been reports of police impounding cars and there have been deterrents such as music being played to encourage people to leave. Do you have any thoughts about when something like this might end?
Oh, look, if I knew, that would be the million-dollar question. I think The police would also really like to know that too. But I think some of the actions that have happened over the last few days haven't helped to slow the progress of the protest. I mean, you look at the actions that the Speaker did on Friday and on the weekend, which, in my opinion, were just childish and a little bit immature, and actually strengthened the resolve of protesters. You know, we saw sprinklers being turned on, we saw loud music and a speaker's voice being blared from the parliamentary speakers. All that did was to create a festival environment and strengthen the resolve of the people who were there. And I think we just need to leave it to the police, expect that they'll do the right thing, and in time the protest will move on. I think politicians like the Speaker getting involved has only aggravated the situation.
That was Deputy Leader Brooke Van Velden from the ACT Party.